This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the farm.
Now 7 minutes after the hour, time for another edition of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, and yes, I am an American Family Farmer, as well as being an American broadcaster, here to call attention to things that are going on with the American Family Farmer and the businesses that are run, the ranches that are run by families, a lot of businesses that supply or help the American Family Farmer go through farm life and farm business. Very important. So those are our focus, plus the locavores who use the food, the products that we produce. So we have with us in a few minutes Brian Smith, who works with Americans for Farmers and Families. We'll have, obviously, a lot to talk about here, his personal story as a farmer, what he's experienced, and some of the things that are of concern to all of us who are paying attention to all this talk about the trade war and what impact that will have on us. Here's something else that I want to talk about for a few minutes, and it's really the story of a farmer. Maybe you know a farmer who's doing this sort of thing. The gentleman that I'm talking about is a farmer named David Nowowski, who's a chicken and pig farmer in East Smithfield, Pennsylvania. We all know what's going on in the retail food business at the moment, whether it's Walmart or Amazon, Peapod. All of these are these companies are fighting for a piece of the food delivery business. So how does the local farmer, like Mr. Nowowski, how does he compete? Well, he does what they do. He started a service that delivers locally all the things that he produces on his farm, whether it's meat, chicken, cheeses, vegetables that he grows. He's delivering to homes across three counties in Pennsylvania. He collects food from other farms and transports it to residents. They place their orders online. So he and his wife go out. They travel 92 miles in their minivan pretty much every day, going in a different direction. They pick up food from farms. They drop it off at farms. They're even selling to taverns and restaurants and that sort of thing. But you can order online, and then they'll deliver it, and it's the same day. So even venison has been delivered. There is a Whole Foods store about 100 miles away, so maybe it makes it easier for them because they're in rural Pennsylvania. But they're delivering eggs and milk and all kinds of things. I thought it was a pretty interesting area. We're all complaining a little bit, or at least we're all aware, and would like to know how to challenge. Well, maybe you have a number of farmers in your area, you get three, four, or five of them together, they pool it. It's sort of like a CSA, the community supported agricultural memberships that you can get on a lot of farms, or you can buy them sometimes when the farmers markets are opening later on this month in a lot of areas around the country. You can sign up for a CSA with farms that are at these events. But I thought this fellow deserved some treatment. He deserved some, he just deserved recognition because he came up with something that really is it's the epitome of not only the family farmer, but the American way of doing things. See a problem and fix it. Deal with it. So these two people really, man, I'll talk about working hard. And they are up with the usual farm before dawn. They feed their chickens. They have some cows as well. They then, over this past winter when they started it, a lot of bad weather in Pennsylvania, so they had a badly icy roads, and obviously, it cost them money to go around. The gasoline isn't cheap. They have a vehicle. They believe in this. And I think, frankly, deep down in my gut, I believe in it too. They pick up lettuce, and they're even getting sourdough from one of the farms that has a bakery. And the families that are willing to pay for the service, because they charge a delivery fee, which they ought to, and they've got their own thing. They have chickens and eggs. They have chickens and hens. People who come from the city don't know what the difference is. Cara, do you know the difference between a chicken and a hen? Let's find out how the young millennials work through this.
Hens lay eggs. Do chickens also lay eggs?
No, that's good. You did. You're right.
Is that the right answer?
Yeah. Hens lay... well, thank you. Hens lay eggs. Chickens are used for meat. Not that old hens that stop laying aren't used. As a matter of fact, what you find, if you have a bowl of Campbell's chicken noodle soup, what you're getting are the old hens that don't lay anymore. It's the same as what McDonald's does. McDonald's, the hamburger that you get at McDonald's, comes from old retired cows that go to the slaughterhouse and because they're not usable for the dairy anymore. And so that's what, I'm proud of you, Cara. I didn't think you knew the difference between a chicken or a hen. I wasn't trying to trap you. I just didn't know, didn't wonder.
Well, I feel very proud of myself that I was able to pull that out of my head.
Yeah, me too. All right, so anyway, I don't want to belabor this. I just think this is a great idea. These folks raise pigs on their farm as well. So they have pork that they deliver. They have chicken that they deliver. They have eggs they deliver from their farm. And then they have other things they get from the other farms, and they go around delivering it. And it's just a neat thing. And they both had other jobs. Many people who are on the farm, that's another sort of tragedy of the American family farmer reality, is can't make enough money on the farm, so you got to have other jobs. But now they don't have the other jobs because they've managed to pick up enough money to survive with their farm and the delivery. They're okay. But imagine, they do their normal morning chores, and they're out delivering at 9 o'clock. They deliver from 9 to 5 in this 90-mile area. And they come back and they have to do their chores again. By the time they're done, it's probably 7:30, 8 o'clock. That's usually what happens on my farm. By the time we're done with everything, it's 7:30, 8 o'clock. So congratulations to the Nowickies. And the idea that we pass along to you is, think about it. It's sort of, in a way, farmers love co-ops. And in a way, it's a selling cooperative to battle against the likes of Amazon. And they're bound to have an impact. Amazon and Walmart, I mean, they're going to have an impact. So if you're having that same problem in your area, start delivering. Get a bunch of people together and help yourself. All right, there it is. A word to the wise is sufficient, so they say. Here's another word I want you to consider. ZipRecruiter.com. It's a name of a company that works through the hundreds of job boards that are around the country where you can post your CV, your resume, and ZipRecruiter.com/DJV will put you looking for a job together with a company that's looking for someone who has the talent you do, and before you know it, you're the right candidate for a new job at a big company or a little company, but a wonderful company. They want you. You want them. It's a match made in heaven. And the match wouldn't be possible were it not for ZipRecruiter, which puts its smart matching technology to work, notifying qualified candidates about the job that you have within minutes of the job being posted and within minutes of their post going up on one of these leading job boards. So do yourself a favor. If you're hiring, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use ZipRecruiter free. Find out how well it'll put your job position with a qualified job candidate. Immediate results are yours when you post jobs on ZipRecruiter free. That's free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section.
Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's what, man. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
The hour on the American Family Farmer. Joining us now is Brian Smith, who is a Penn State grad, has a degree in electrical engineering technology. Man, you got to say that one slowly, otherwise you'll get tripped up. He was hired out of college by a shipbuilding firm, Newport News Virginia Dry Dock Company in Newport News, Virginia, worked on nuclear submarines doing electrical design, and then he moved back to Pennsylvania to work as a biomed tech for Wayne Memorial Hospital. He started working for a dairy farmer, milking cows in his days off. Got married in the 1980s, started his own dairy, small farm. 1993 comes along, Brian and his wife buy a larger farm. And now we pick up the story there because they're still on the farm. Brian Smith, welcome to the American Family Farmer.
Well, thank you for having me, Doug. I appreciate being on your show.
Well, I want to know more about you and your background. So you went to Penn State. Are you a farm kid?
No, I was not raised on a farm. My dad was a lift truck mechanic for a local paper factory. And, you know, I always thought I'd be working in a factory or doing something like that. When I graduated high school, I decided a lot of my friends were going to college, so I was going to go. So that's all history. And when I moved back to Pennsylvania, I actually met a girl who was raised on a dairy farm. And it kind of makes me a little emotional. But she had a wonderful way of life. You know, I recognized that life on the farm was extraordinary. Their family was extraordinary, and that's what I wanted for myself. So, you know, I started working on a farm, and it was kind of a dream of mine to become a farmer, and so I did.
How hard was it for you to learn about cows and milking?
Well, you know, I had a really good mentor. There was an older gentleman, a German fellow, and he was a long-time dairy farmer, and he kind of took me under his wing, and he taught me some very, very important basics, you know, on nutrition, how to do cropping. He taught me that, you know, one of the most important lessons was these cows are to work for you. You are not to work for these cows. So, you know, I always try to keep that in mind, and I learned a lot from that old gentleman.
Yeah, there's a lot to be learned. There's no question about that. I grew up around cows, so I had a little ahead. I was a little ahead than many, certainly in the town that I grew up in. There weren't many people around cows. I was probably the only kid in high school that had any knowledge about cows or even wanted to be around cows. But it provides you with something that you, until you experience it, you never really know what other people are talking about. You can hear them, and I hear that in your voice. This is something you found and you loved, so we're going to work on that premise in a few moments as we continue here, 21 after the hour.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
After the hour, the American Family Farmer. Each week, the conversations we have are synthesized, and we sort of focus on the high spots and present you a podcast every week. So if you go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, you can get the essence of the most recent conversation we've had, the tips that are aimed. The program has this one thing in mind, and that is to help family farmers and the people who love the product that come from the farms. We have with us Brian Smith, who is a Penn State grad, a first-generation farmer, got six children and a grandfather now. You don't sound old enough to have that many. Well, you sound, how do you sound old or not, depending on how many children you got? But the grandfather of 11, God love you. You've been very active in local politics, so that's cool. One of the reasons that I wanted to have you here is because this Americans for Farmers and Families website and the organization is important. I was just reading something in the Wall Street Journal yet again today with a focus on the trade wars. U.S.-China tensions are highlighted, and that's going to affect agriculture, it's going to affect travel, that sort of thing. So what do you think in terms of where are we now in all this? Let's do that, Brian. Let's discuss where we are now in terms of what farmers like you and bigger farmers are experiencing with, let's say, NAFTA or some of the other trade agreements that we have. How do they negatively or positively impact you and yours?
Well, so that's pretty large scale when you start talking about NAFTA. And when you start talking about all the different things, you know, the commodities that NAFTA in Pennsylvania, chocolate, prepared foods and beverages, you know, that's all important to our economy. You know, with jobs, that's about 1,521,000 jobs, and in earnings at $69 billion. So that's pretty big, you know. So we're talking grand designs and big plans and things that I don't have a lot of details on. You know, I know the president is working on NAFTA, and I know that he's trying to play some hardball, and I hope that we get a modernized NAFTA, and I hope that we get something that works for our economies, and I hope that it's something that provide some income back to the farm. You know, one of the problems that we're having is we have second-generation kids trying to take over the farm right now. And the money that they're getting back for the product that they produce isn't working.
No.
The one thing that we have to remember, you know, that if we look at our businesses as a business, and this has been a problem with agriculture for a long time, people aren't running their businesses like their businesses. The very basic premise of a business is you have to take in more than it costs you to produce the product. And for many, many years, we do not. You know, I heard you talking a little bit about the Nowickies and how hard they work. We get up at 3:30 in the morning. We go to the barn. We milk our cows. I get on a school bus and drive it. My son-in-law goes off to a job all day. When we get home, we're doing the same thing at night. And you're working off-farm jobs to subsidize an operation. And, you know, one of the things that I think we need to speak to a little bit is size. I mean, everybody talks about the economy of scale. So the economy of scale is an important factor in any business. But when you're in a business of agriculture like dairy and you're upside down in the market, in other words, you're losing dollars per head per day on your cattle when you're trying to milk them and provide a product to the people to eat, the economy of scale works against you. So the more cows you milk, the more money you're bleeding.
I hear this from New England dairy farmers. I know a lot of them. Well, we don't have many left in Massachusetts. We have about 110 dairy farms left in the whole state, and they're dwindling because at $14 a hundredweight, there's no way. I don't know what it costs you or people down there to make the milk, but up here where I am in Massachusetts, I figure my cost around $24 a hundredweight. So anybody that's selling for $14 and it costs them $24, doesn't take you long to do the math. Hold on, Brian. We'll come back to that in a few moments. 28 past the hour.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Whee! Oh, you melted me. I melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJ V Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Now 34 after the hour. Thanks to Luke Bryan for helping us musically get into the mood of what's going on the American Family Farm. The American Family Farmer is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Brian Smith, who has a website and an organization, Americans for Farmers and Families. The website is AmericansForFarmersAndFamilies.com. We've gone through Brian's life, his history, his story as a farmer, what he's experiencing, the trade stories of one. But it's not because of the trade that we're getting 14 bucks a hundredweight, and I don't want people to have that impression, Brian. What we're experiencing is big government and big business, big agribusiness, screwing the American family farmer. That's basically, in my mind, now, that's my read on it. What's yours?
Well, well, there's a lot, I think, going on. And again, you know, we only hear what we're told. And, you know, one of the things we're told is, in the dairy industry, is there's too much milk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so So we can't combat that. We can't have the cure being make more milk all the time, you know. In hard times, and we kind of own this, in hard times, dairy farmers have bought into, you know, we're having a tough time. We need to make more milk to make more money to pay for our bills. In good times, you feel like, you know what, now's a good time to grow my business so we make more milk. I think we need to start looking at how we get our inventory back into balance with demand. I think there's a lot of things we can do down that road. I think we need to get children back drinking whole milk. I think whole milk mixed with chocolate is a good, probably the best drink for athletes. You know, if we can get kids back into drinking milk, it would be a great thing.
Why are we having problems? Why do we not have that? How do we get away from that? I still drink chocolate milk, frankly. I was selling on my dairy farm raw milk. And that's the way I got closer to having to pay my bills, as I when the price went down even to, I think it was $19, and I decided I wasn't going to do it anymore, at least that way. And then I decided I'd sell raw milk on the farm. The product is better. It made me a better farmer, and people loved it. I had clients, customers from 40, 50 miles away that would come to the farm. Well, that was just my way of doing it, but not everybody can do that. In certain circumstances you can, some you can't. And there's a disrespect and a disconnect here, Brian, I think, on the part of the public. The removal from the farm, the removal from the source of the food, makes people not think about what you have to do every day to get that food to them. I think that's part of the problem, don't you?
Well, part of the problem, I think, is because so many farmers now have been pushed out of business. Not everybody has a direct relationship with a farmer. You know, a long time ago, I remember my grandfather telling me that what brought people through the Depression is they came out of the city, they worked on family farms. A lot of those were their own family farms, and they took food back with them to the city and lived for the rest of the week. And he said, you know, if there was a Depression again, we'd be in trouble because not everybody is related to a farmer. So. You know, there's a lot to be said for that. And as far as milk goes, you know, we've robbed so many byproducts out of the milk that we drink and feed our children that it no longer tastes good. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. When people come to your farm and they buy milk from you, it's whole milk, it's good milk, and it tastes good.
Yeah.
You know, so if you put milk back in the schools that has the things in it that make it taste good, kids will drink it.
That's it. And I don't know where some of the smaller co-ops, you probably have them where you are in Pennsylvania. We have them up here, three or four of them, where four or five farmers will get together, they'll pool, they'll produce, they'll pasteurize, and it's a whole different process than what goes on in our neck of the woods. Gorelick is the Dean Foods company, and I don't want to get too inside for people who are locavores. The farmers know that I'm talking about the Suiza family that controls Dean Foods and Dairy Farmers of America, and they're the ones responsible for the problem, at least their management. And what they do to the milk between the microwaving and the lasering to kill, they are doing a good job of killing the bacteria, the bugs, pasteurizing the milk that way. But they also take all the nutrition out of it. They suck off of these big 40,000 gallon vats that we have up here anyway. They take the cream off, put it in a different vat, sell it off to the ice cream company. And so you don't have much to begin with. And then they, you know, it's water. It's like white milk and white water. There's no nutritional value. There's no taste. There's no nothing to it. And that's why people, the richness of eating, I say eating because really I have Jerseys. I don't know what you got on your farm, but the butterfat content is what, and what I put in my ice cream is like 16% butterfat. It gives you something to taste and like. Right?
Yeah, and absolutely. And we have Jerseys on our farm, too, with some Holsteins. We mix them up. But I think for people, you know, that are listening, one of the important things to think about here is that, you know, the United States being able to produce its own food and feeds its own people directly relates to national security. And so the one thing that I think is something that deserves a lot of attention is the fact that the average age of a farmer right now is 60 years old. Yeah. And 50% of our land mass in the United States could change hands in the next 12 to 15 years. So, you know, we have to keep our farms viable. We have to keep these people and their families farming. And if we don't, our ability to feed our own country and our ability to produce food is going to be jeopardized. And that has ramifications when it comes to national security. You know, and the other thing is the work ethic. The people who are raised on these farms, the people who work hard, they do that. They love that. They'll continue to do that. And they raise kids and grandkids that do the same thing. I hate to see us lose that work ethic, you know. And there's just so many valuable things that relate to farms and family farms. And family farms can be large farms, too. I mean, I have nothing against large farms.
I'm using 800 acres of land to operate. When I was feeding, I had at one point 500 cows, milking a couple of hundred. So it took 800 acres. Now that I don't have that many cows, I'm still feeding, but I also am selling a lot of hay. And we're probably going to do some hemp here. I don't know whether you've looked at that down there. There are a lot of different things that we can do to make our farms viable. I'm going to pause for a moment here. And when we come back, I want to talk specifically about the group Americans for Farmers and Families. Politically, where you are, what do you think that's doing for you and for the rest of us? This resource that you've created here, Americans for Farmers and Families.com. Brian Smith is on the American Family Farmer at 42 past the hour. Here's something that a lot of you have done. Few farmers take a lot of time off. Every once in a while, I talk to somebody who's got a timeshare and they go away maybe a week in the spring and a week in the fall. But they've gone to the same place for 20 years and they don't want to do it anymore. But they still have the timeshare. What do they do? Well, if you're into this timeshare and you can't wait to get out of it, I'm going to send you to Resort Release. They may, I'm going to put the positive spin on this. You bought something. You liked it when you bought it. Maybe there's some fine print there that you don't like, but you've enjoyed it. But now you don't want to be there anymore. And now you need to contact Resort Release to get you out of your contract. When you, I think timeshare has been fun for some people, but then it turns into a nightmare. And so to permanently and legally terminate your timeshare, you need to talk to professionals. And that's what Resort Release is. Call them at 888-277-7245. Find out why they've been able to be so successful with so many thousands of people. They are just like you, didn't like what they had legally. They're all out. And they were all in before. So if you're all in and you want to get all out, call Resort Release. Give you 100% guarantee. If you don't get out permanently, you don't have to pay them. 888-277-7245. Again, the number for Resort Release. Get out of your timeshare. Don't pay a dime anymore. 888-277-7245.
I threw up this morning. The nausea from gastroparesis can be overwhelming. Have you been diagnosed with gastroparesis? If so, you might qualify for a clinical study for a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad is sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's what, man.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
46 past the hour now. Brian Smith from Americans for Farmers and Families. What is the organization aiming to do? How many people do you have involved in this? And what are people doing in terms of using you and the organization as a resource? Let's put the story together here, Brian.
Well, you know, so the details, Doug, on Americans for Farmers and Families, I think, first of all, just talks of strength of our nation. You know, when we talk about farmers and families and the family unit, I mean, that's really, I think, the salt of the earth type of people. And so this organization, I think, gives farmers and families a focus, you know, organization of our thoughts and our concerns. And right now our thoughts and our concerns are about NAFTA. And so, you know, AFF is putting together some stats. You know, they talk about the retaliation stats. They talk about farming industry stats. And they just focus our attention on, I think, what's important right now at this time. Once we get past NAFTA, hopefully NAFTA 2.0 comes in to be something that's meaningful for farmers, even more meaningful than NAFTA's been in the past. And, you know, I would imagine this group will move on to something else that's important for farmers. So it's just a good group, I think, to create the fact that we care. We want to be here. We think that we're important. We think that farmers to this nation, again, directly relate to our national security and our ability to have jobs and a sustainable economy.
One of the things that I like about this organization, the focus on the farming community. I was reading in one of the trades about the Young Farmers Coalition in Vermont. Other states have it as well. Bringing people together, telling the story, educating those people who are using your product. What do you think about the politics of all of this? Farmers all over the country supported Donald Trump. I haven't been too impressed, frankly. I look at some stuff in the tax law and some other things that are important, I think, to farmers. There's, I hope, more good than bad to it. But are you concerned about the direction that his agriculture department is going?
Well, you know, so again, I supported Donald Trump, and I think that, you know, I have to admit that when I'm haggling on the price of a cow and the cattle dealer comes in the barn, you know, right away, I don't bow down and tell him I'll take what you'll give me. I demand a certain price, and I think all of us that haggle can understand that. We have a changing face of the presidency, just as like we have a changing face of agriculture that we have to deal with. So, you know, I'm trying not to be too critical, and I am expecting that we're all pulling into the harness in the same direction and trying to get a better NAFTA. It does concern me at times. I have to be honest with you. When I see tariffs and I see that, you know, Wisconsin particularly is in jeopardy, and they talk about pork and soybeans and some of the product that we need to move, like cranberries, it's concerning. But
it is. Yeah. Well, you tell a good story, and farmers survive with good storytellers. Brian, thank you. Brian Smith, check out the Americans for Farmers and Families.com.
It's about time. time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Continuing now on the American Family Farmer, I have some thoughts on carbon emissions, biofuels, things that are impacting us, even the NAFTA thing and the trade discussions and what that means to the future of biofuels and the whole business about carbon, where it goes, where it comes from. I have my thoughts on that in a few minutes. I want to remind you now, if you're a farmer, and you have, as we were just talking to this gentleman that was on with us before, a .com website. Perhaps you'd like to separate your thing. I find the folks at easyemail.tech to be fabulous. You can have an email. For example, my farm is called Eastley Farm. I can have easleyfarm.tech. I can have easleyfarm.cow, easleyfarm.farm. You can have anything you want now in the new world of easy technology. easyemail.tech. This is a very simple process, very low cost. You can email them today at easyemail.tech, or you can call them 844-344-7607. My message here is to tell you, you don't have to use easleyfarm.com or .org or .whatever it is. It could be easleyfarm.ag. That'd be cool. If you wanted to, I'm just using my farm as an example, but your farm, you want it to stand out, get a different web handle. It's very good for marketing. And you get it by calling Easy Email at 844-344-7607. It's a U.S.-based company. people that you can actually understand when you call them will answer the phone. That's seems almost like an impossibility these days. Call them now for your new website, 844-344-7607. I should say web, your web, not your website, but your web address. 844-344-7607. Embrace your uniqueness with a unique email address.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
Severe nausea. So bad you think you might just vomit. If these statements describe you, and you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, you might qualify for a clinical study that tests a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
All right, 46 past the hour. The escalating trade dispute between our country and China has been stealing headlines in the mainstream news media for the past month or so. How does it affect you, these tariffs? And when it comes down to ethanol, the export market, it's very interesting to see or kind of track what the suggestions are. China's announcement it's going to enforce 15% duties on U.S. products. They said they were. I think this is just negotiating on both sides, frankly. Trump loves to do this, throw something at the wall and see if it sticks. But in the meantime, it gives us a chance to think about something that has been fairly controversial in the recent history of American farming, and that's ethanol, corn-based ethanol, how much it costs to make it, the pros and cons. I think we need to have a real discussion about biofuels. We need to have a real conversation about corn-based ethanol. There are a lot of other things you can use to build it, to grow it, but there's no, we're by growing corn and using it for ethanol, we replace 200 million barrels of imported oil every year. When you think about that, 60 bucks or whatever it is for a gallon, that's a big savings, $15-16 billion. So those of you who are critics, or you hear people who are critical of ethanol or biofuels, they don't really realize the impact it has economically. But what they also don't recognize or understand is that the carbon is very important. Mother Nature has done a fabulous job at engineering our planet. So even though people complain about the gaseous barrier that encircles the Earth, Mother Nature's grand design was that once sunlight hit the surface of the Earth, it would be reflected back into space. It's also absorbed in the photosynthetic process. We need more green trees, plants, gardens, whatever, to suck up the CO2. That's what it does. And that's why we need to continue with what we're doing, frankly, and make the deals with the Chinese and others that we need to have so that we're protected, but we still have...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, listen up. Guns80.com sees the writing on the wall. They're after the AR-15. Courts are ruling that you don't have a right to own one. Well, you need to get your AR-15 kit right now at Guns80.com. The beautiful thing about an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com is that nobody knows you have it, not even the government. It's completely secret. Obviously, that's going to be very important in the immediate future. So get your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. Best rifle you'll ever own. $499.95. Guns80.com. Go now. Guns80.com. Get it today.